Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour, or 26 till, depending on how you want to look at it. We're glad to have you here. As always, it's my pleasure to be part of your day. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, well, that makes you really a really smart person. Highly intelligent, actually, is the best way to describe that. People who listen to the show on a regular basis are not only smart for tuning in, they get smarter every day, smarter by the minute, because they get to hear our Brain Trust members sharing some of their wisdom and some of their perspectives. And these are really smart people. They're out there in the marketplace. They're meeting people and talking about ideas. They're coming up with their own ideas and publishing those ideas and making those ideas work in the marketplace. There are many of them. Most of our Brain Trust members, the vast majority of our Brain Trust members, are small business owners just like you and me. And that's one of the reasons why they're so valuable to us. Is not only do they really understand what you and I are going through, but they're actually, you know, they're actually making things happen in their small businesses, doing the things that they're teaching us. And one of those guys is our good friend Ivan Meisner. You've heard Ivan on the show many times before. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and the CEO of Business Network International. You know what BNI is. We've talked about it many times before. Many of you listening are members of BNI because I hear from you. You tell me that you are. And also, he's the author of a number of books, including, not the least of which, is Masters of Success. But the most important thing that I'm the most proud of is that Ivan is our friend. Ivan, welcome back to the show.
It's always good to be on the show.
It's good to have you back.
Well, thanks. I understand it's your 8th anniversary.
That's what they tell me. Yep,
happy
that's
anniversary.
The truth. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, 8 years. This week is our 8th anniversary. We're celebrating it all week. And we wouldn't want to do it without you, Ivan, because you've been a very important part of our Brain Trust. And on behalf of my audience and for all the things that you've contributed to us over the last, I think it's about 6 or so years, more than 6 years since you've been with us, Ivan. We thank you for that.
Well, thank you. I think my first show with you was right near your anniversary, because I think we were talking about it the first time I called.
It was. I think you're right. And it was around the end of October, 1st of November. I think that's exactly right. I remember Steve Martin, my friend Steve Martin, who was on the show earlier this week, introduced us. He's the guy who said we need to meet. And by the way, I talked to him earlier. He was on the show on Monday, I think it was. And he said to say hello. So that's a hello from Steve. Ivan, one of the things I know you want to talk about today is something you call scorched earth networking. Now, what in the world is that?
Well, scorched earth networking, to me, is the prime example of what not to do when you're networking out in the community. You know, it's sort of where you pillage and burn every contact and relationship that you have. And it's what everyone, I think, looks at as the kind of networking that you don't want to do in real life.
Well, what does it look like?
Well, there's four or five things that scorched earth networkers do that you probably want to steer away from. One is that they move from one networking group to another networking group without really establishing any relationships. They tend to be constantly dissatisfied with the quality and the quantity of referrals that they get from, you know, any particular networking group. So they just kind of move from one group to another group without establishing any kind of...
You're talking about the person who is a member of the Civitan this year, the Rotary next year, the Exchange Club the next year, the Alliance Club year after that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, and oftentimes they may be in the same organization but move from one group to another group, or they may go from one chamber to another chamber, constantly thinking that, hey, you know, it's not working here, so let me go to the next. Or more importantly, what you see is that they'll say, well, I've gotten everything I can get out of this set of relationships. Let me go to the next set.
And, so they go to a meeting. They go to a meeting. They look around and they say, "Okay, I don't see any prospects here, so I guess I better go find new a new place to work."
Exactly. They just move from one group to another because they think they've exhausted this group because everybody here has met them. And so it's time to move on to the next group.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't understand that the whole process is more about farming than it is about hunting. It's about cultivating relationships with other people. And so,
well, those people who do that, you know, they're what I think Scott Peck would call someone with character disorders. I think they need help.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people out there that that network this way. They just hop from group to group. They're hunters versus farmers in the network process.
Well, and people who find them, who see them, or who are around them, the people who stay in their groups, they stick out like a sore thumb. They're easy to identify, and it's a losing situation, folks. We're going to get Ivan to tell us a little bit more about this and how to stop doing it if you're doing it, and how to stay away from those people if you find yourself with one of them. Tony Taylor will be right back with our good friend, Ivan Meisner. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm glad you're here.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. Happy anniversary, everybody out there. This is your anniversary, too. I got an email the other day from someone who said he'd been listening to this show for a long time, and we appreciate that very much. He's still listening, apparently, so that's pretty cool. As hard as that might be to imagine, some of you I know, but anyway, still listening. He's been listening originally, one of the original stations I had down in Florida. He reminded me about that, and I appreciate that, and he's still finding us out there, and that's such a cool thing to hear after all these years. In fact, that particular guy was listening to us, I know, because I remember when we were on that station, and we're not there anymore on that station, but where I remember, and it was the very first group of stations that I had when we started out nationally syndicated day one. That station was part of it, so he's been a listener all these times. It's good to hear from him, so that's the reason why I say this is your anniversary, too, because as you know, everything we do is for you. It's all dedicated to you, small business owners. You're my heroes. I know Ivan Meisner, our guest this half hour, agrees with me, Ivan, that I don't even want to imagine what the world would look like, Ivan, without small business owners.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And Jim, I got a great story for you.
Okay.
My wife and I have a guest staying here at our house, and I mentioned to her that I had an early morning radio interview. It's 5:30 here in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
And she said, "Oh my gosh, who would you get up to do a radio interview at 5:30?" I said, "This is Jim Blassingame's radio show." And she said, "Oh, you know, she's from Israel, Jim." She said, "I listened to his radio show on the internet."
What a great story! Well, you know, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, well, I was impressed.
I tell my audience, you know, there are folks listening all over the world on the internet, but I know I appreciate her saying that. Good for her. Thank you for tell her thanks for listening. We appreciate the business.
I will tell her that.
As a friend of mine says, when he talks to his customers, he says, "Thank you for the food." You know, Ivan, I'm so proud of what you've done at BNI. You know, you started your first visit with us. I found the records. Your first visit with us was in the summer of 99. That means we're in our seventh year together, Ivan. And so, you know, what I remember in 99, you guys had, like, what was it, 1,200 chapters?
You have a good memory. It was real close. It was probably about 1,400 chapters.
1,400 chapters in what, three or four or five state countries?
Couldn't have been more than five, yeah.
Four or five countries.
Yes.
And in the 6.5 intervening years, tell us where you've gone to.
We're going to end this year with over 4,100 chapters in 26 countries around the world.
And you attribute all that to just being on the show all these years,
isn't it? Yeah. Well, I got
that's my
you,
story.
All,
that's
all
my story,
aside,
and I'm sticking.
This kind of exposure, Jim, that certainly helps any business.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it, Ivan. But anyway, well, I'm really proud of you. You're a great success story, a great entrepreneur. I mean, you started from whole cloth, didn't you? Blank slate.
Yes, absolutely. And working out of my house.
Yeah.
Again, out of my house. We're now in a 33,000 square foot office building with almost 800 people working for the company worldwide.
And I know, Ivan, you agree with me when I say that if I can do it, anybody can do it.
gee, I don't know if I want to agree with that.
Anyway, we're glad you're here and glad you're doing what you're doing, and you're making the world a better place for all your members and for the people that they touch, because they're not only networking, the BNI members are not only networking with themselves, they're networking with everybody else too, aren't they?
Absolutely. That's what makes this work, is not just the connections that they personally have, but those connections that they have. It's the second, third generation of contacts that people
right.
have.
Give us that website too, by the way.
It's pretty easy, BNI.com, www.BNI.com.
It's a pretty interesting site, folks. Check it out when you get a chance. They got a good newsletter, too, by the way. They'll send you once a quarter. Ivan, what do we do when we experience? I'll tell you what, before we do, let's help. Let's say that we've got somebody out there who you just described, somebody who does scorched earth networking, and they just looked around. They said, "Wow, he was talking about me. I don't like that. I want to stop doing that." How do we help that person?
Well, you have to take a look at the kinds of things that we're talking about. That if you're doing these things, you need to start to alter those behaviors. For example, one of the other ones is that the person doesn't honor the event. By honor the event, I mean you have to understand what kind of networking event you're at. It might even be a somewhat social event. I mean, people network everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people ask me, is it, aren't there places where it's absolutely inappropriate for you to be networking? And my answer is no. You can network anywhere, anytime, but you have to honor the event. If you're at a church function, you don't want to be passing your business cards out. That's kind of inappropriate. Or at a wedding. You know?
I think tacky is the word you're looking for there.
Yeah, it is tacky. It's unprofessional. And so if you understand that networking is about helping other people, it's about putting them in touch with other people. And BNI, we have a philosophy of giver's gain. If you want to mm-hmm. get business, you have to be willing to give business to other people. So if you go into it with the understanding that networking is about helping others, then you can network anywhere, but you have to honor the event. And there are some kinds of things that you wouldn't do at one event that you would do at another event. If you're mm-hmm. at a BNI meeting, it's okay to pass your business cards around. We want you to. But if you're at a wedding, passing your cards around the table probably isn't real appropriate.
Well, you have to check your position. That's what a mentor of mine told me that a long time ago, and it applies in a number of scenarios and I found in my life. And something I asked him, I said, what should I do? I was going to go do something for him that I had not done before. And I said, how do I know when to do this or that? He said, check your position.
Yeah,
that was good advice.
What do you mean by check your position?
Well, he said, look around you. See where you are. See what's going on. Pay attention to what's happening around you. And check your position. See where you are with the environment that you're around and act accordingly. Just use common sense, basically. The people you're talking about, I think, don't do that. They just wander around like, whatever I do is okay. Stand by, Ivan. Quick break. 10 till. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
That's right. Do it no matter what.
Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Ivan Meisner, the president, and the CEO, and the founder of Business Network International. That's BNI.com. And give us a quick tour of BNI, Ivan.
BNI is a referral organization. We allow one person per flavor to join one of our groups. So there's one lawyer, one CPA, one banker. They get together every week. And the primary purpose is to pass each other referrals. It's not a service club or a social group. It's a referral group. And last year we passed 3.3 million referrals that generated about $1.5 billion worth of business for our members worldwide.
That's more than some national economies.
That's right. I like to tell people it's $1.5 billion is more than the gross domestic product for the country of Liechtenstein.
Well, small
country, but it's still pretty cool that we generate as much business as a small country.
And the world is a better place because Ivan Meisner founded and runs BNI. Ivan, thank you for that. Ivan, you were talking about places that you don't want to give your card out at. The truth is, I'm finding that cards are being passed in places that never were passed before. Not because somebody was being rude or crude or being a jerk, but because somebody said, "Yeah, I'd like to follow up with you and send you that article we were just talking about on a totally different topic. Do you have an email?" And the guy says, sure, let me give you my card. I mean, it's a perfect time to do that, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that can happen at a wedding, and that's not the problem. What I'm talking about is sitting at the table and start doing a elevator pitch to a bunch of people that you don't know, and then pull out your stack of cards and handing them out.
And give each person two. That's one I hate.
Yeah, that's inappropriate, but what's not appropriate is if somebody says, hey, you know, can I get your card? I'd like to connect with you. And so that's fine, you can do it, but you have to honor the event. It's not appropriate to be just passing your cards out without being asked.
Check your position.
Where it might be at another.
Check your position and honor the event. That's well said, Ivan. What do we do when we meet somebody like that who's scorching the earth in their networking attempt?
I think it's too late to send them back to mom for retraining. So
do you run away?
I move on. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
And if you realize the person is not really being a jerk, but they really just need to be educated. If you think that they're redeemable, do you pull them aside and say, "Can I help you with something here, please?"
Unsolicited advice is almost never welcome.
Okay.
And they would view that, I think, as unsolicited advice.
But wouldn't you want somebody to do you that way? I mean, you know, Ivan, we're all don't know squares at some point in time. We all find ourselves where we don't know that we don't know.
I agree with everything you're saying. I just think that most people would view that as unsolicited advice. Now,
but it's so much fun, Ivan.
And they ask me, what do you think about this kind of approach? I would tell them honestly, because they're there and they're ready to hear the message. But if somebody's not ready to hear the message.
But what do you do at BNI? You got to get people like this in BNI who think, wow, this is power networking. This is networking on steroids. These people, it's in their name. They must be networking like animals here. Like they're maniacs. And they join up and they say, all right, let me lay waste to the marketplace here. You guys don't walk away from them. You help them.
No, absolutely, but you do that in a seminar environment rather than one-on-one. You get everybody together. We do a lot of seminars and workshops. We get the groups together, and we say, all right, here's the topic for this month, this quarter. And you go through. We also have education coordinators who talk at each of the chapter meetings about some topic. For example, this scorched earth networking idea. I published an article at entrepreneur.com. One of the things that we tell our education coordinators is every week, pick one of these articles.
Mm-hmm.
So this topic will be a topic at a BNI meeting. Here's what not to do. And that's the way we help educate people to change their behavior.
So here's my new unsolicited advice, Ivan, for those people we were just talking about. John? I think you'd benefit from being a member of BNI. You ought to find one of those chapters and join them. I think they could really help you. What do you think?
I think you can always say that.
But now, wait a minute, Ivan. That's unsolicited advice. You said I shouldn't do that.
Well, I changed my position. You've convinced me, Jim.
I thought you might change your mind on that. Ivan, we got 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
I think one of the last things that scorched earth networkers do is they talk more than they listen. A good networker has two ears and one mouth, and they should use them both proportionately.
Yeah, yeah. And I like what you said earlier, and I tell you, Ivan, I quote you with attribution at least five times a week somewhere, givers gain.
Yeah, I think that's the core of the philosophy of the organization. It's one of the reasons that BNI is the largest referral organization in the world.
Yeah.
It's a philosophy to live by.
It's an attitude.
Build our company.
Yeah, it's not a means to an end, folks. It's a way of life. Thank you very much, Ivan, for being here and for all you do and for all you've done for us ever since you've been part of our brain trust. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Jim. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. See you next time. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.